Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome
to Being Here with
Ariel
and Shia Kane.
In case you haven't figured it out yet,
I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel, and we finish each other's sentences. Got to let you know that right up front. So
here we are.
Get used to our style.
Right, and it is stylish. Okay, freedom. That's the name of today's program. That's what we're going to discuss.
The freedom to be yourself. Now, this show is a gymnasium where you can strengthen your ability to live in the moment and be here being yourself. And today we've got a great show planned. We have a couple of really special guests here with us, and we're ready to rock and roll. Are you?
I'm ready to rock and roll. What do you mean we're ready to rock and roll? Of course I'm ready to rock and roll. What else is there but rock and roll?
So we're going to look at the ins and outs
of your personal freedom. What allows you to be yourself, to be free, to speak your truth and live your truth?
And where you might get bogged down in that. And
So our ideas are based in three very simple principles that we call the principles of transformation. The first principle is that anything that you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life, therefore curtailing your freedom to be you.
One of those laws of physics, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So you resisting something about yourself or something in your life, it dominates you.
The second idea or principle is that you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of now. So in this moment, right now, you can only be listening to this radio program if you are, because you are. And you can only be having the thoughts you're having, the feelings you're having. You can only have had the life you had that led up to this moment.
That's the second principle.
Right. And the third principle, my dear,
is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
So that means that if you see something about the way you're relating to life and you don't judge yourself for what you see, it will complete itself when you see it. The critical thing there is don't judge yourself for what you see.
That's what we call awareness. Awareness is a non-judgmental, did I mention the non part?
Non-judgmental
seeing of anything.
Right.
So that's the basics. We just wanted to lay the groundwork so that we can have a conversation with our friend David Stern. We'll call him Dave as we go along, but we're going to give you his more formal name, David Stern. He's the founder of Natural Social Skills. It's a company consulting men to help improve their skills and confidence relating to social interaction and dating. Also, for the last 12 years, David has been an internet programmer working on a whole wide variety of web-based projects. And Dave is based out of Montclair,
New Jersey.
Hi, David.
Hi, Dave. Thanks. I'm really excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. We listened not too long ago to a podcast where you were talking with another dating coach about different aspects of dating, and that the men, because in this case you're coaching men about the anxiety in approaching women, and we thought we might just start with what you've noticed about yourself or in coaching people in regards to the freedom to be oneself when approaching the dating process.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to. It relates very strongly to what you just said about the three principles. In my own experience and in the experience I've had coaching students, I find that a lot of students are really very heavily interested in fixing their what they call approach anxiety. It's a term used just to clarify for when, you know, men approach a woman they don't know. There's, for a lot of people, a huge amount of anxiety or nervousness or fear that goes into that.
Mm.
And I find that a lot of guys come into this, learning process wanting to fix that, wanting to get rid of it.
Right.
And I found for myself that the three principles have been invaluable in that process. Not trying to resist that fear, but realizing that I have it, being aware of it, including it in the fact that I still want to go talk to this person that I'm attracted to, has allowed it to dissipate, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're resisting being nervous, then it grows stronger.
Absolutely.
And when you notice it and include it rather than think you shouldn't have it, then it allows you to still have whatever those sensations are and step forward and relate.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it's almost somewhat paradoxical. Being with the nervousness allows you to relax.
Right.
And I found that for myself, it's... it's a very natural thing, so it's almost ironic that people want to get rid of this thing that's very, it's natural to, I think in some cases, especially if you haven't had a lot of experience talking to strangers or interacting socially with people you don't know, it's natural and even I would say okay to be a little bit nervous. And if you're okay with yourself being that way, I found with my students that it tends to just kind of dissolve on its own, which is, I think a perfect example of the three principles because I'm not resisting it, they're not resisting it. If you realize that's the only way you can be when you're in this state, it allows it to, it doesn't have any, you guys have talked about this a lot, and I love when you do, there's nothing to resist against it, so it doesn't have to build to be expressed. It can just sort of fade away.
So in other words, David, you're saying that if you are just nervous when you're nervous, your nervousness will clear up.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you allow yourself to feel your nervousness without
right.
trying to get rid of it, without trying to change it or fix it or not have to feel it.
Absolutely. And that has been the most effective thing for me in dealing with that phenomenon, I guess you'd say.
Well, I have a question about that then. When you are working with your students and you're suggesting to them to let themselves simply be nervous when they're nervous, of course, Shai and I are very familiar with this concept because it's what we've been teaching for years and applied to dating. But so for us,
we've been teaching it for years as applies to life.
Yes, so we say of course, but you're teaching it as it applies to dating. Excuse
right.
me. Thanks, Shia. When you introduce this concept to your students, do you find they're surprised or confused or?
Yeah, I do. And to give credit where credit is due, I learned these principles from you guys.
Well, thank you.
I said, it's been great for me in all areas of my life. But yeah, I feel like they are surprised and confused because many people come into, I'll speak about this, and I know it happens in other areas, but in the realm of learning how to relate better to women or be better socially, I find that people have really been indoctrinated into the idea that they really need to work hard to improve themselves, to become, quote-unquote, better. I just try to give them the idea that that hasn't been the most effective way for me.
What, you think that there's something wrong with you and that you need to get better?
Absolutely. In fact, I find, a lot of these guys are coming in and what they really want is confidence and they want to be more attractive, but I find that the process of becoming more attractive is not a building up. It's more of a stripping down of the layers of ideas of things you think you need. I mean, I don't want to get too esoteric, but, you know, the guys think they need to do a lot rather than just sort of learn to be themselves. I know that sounds kind of vague, but that's...
Well, it's not that vague in that, you see, people have lots of role models for how to do life right, but they don't have many role models for people how to be yourself.
Right.
You know, being yourself is not something that we are taught in schools.
Right.
We're taught to fit in and to be accepted, and so therefore we put a lot of pressure on ourselves not to stand out in a way. I mean, everybody wants to be special, of course, you know?
Right.
But we are unique, each one of us, and yet we have been trained by our education to fit in. You know, that's one of the results of being social animals, human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that in people's desire to fit in, they shave off a lot of what makes them unique?
Yes, I do. And it's interesting because, in my opinion, what makes them unique is what makes them attractive. And in all honesty, I went through this process a little bit because I was a student at one point, you know, in these courses, and I went through the process of trying to be more like, and I won't say it doesn't happen to me from time to time still, but I'm familiar with the process of trying to become more like you said, Shia, a role model that I have found, rather than expressing what's unique about me or not apologizing for what's unique about me, but realizing that's what makes me, my uniqueness is what makes me attractive.
Right.
I'm really finding this a fascinating conversation because I normally think in a more global term. So looking at the freedom to be yourself whilst dating is, I'm certain, really something for a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the freedom to be yourself, no matter what you're up to, is challenging for most people because we have our... we've been trained to not stand out too strongly. You know, if you have a race, the front runners are, the pack tries to hold people back.
Right.
And so there's a right way to be, and then there's your truth. So the trick is to discover how to live your truth.
So,
yeah.
Dave...
Yeah.
We're very shortly here going to be going to take a break, so we're hoping that you'll come back with us after the break so that we can talk more about freedom and the freedom to be yourself, and maybe we'll ask you some personal questions about you and where you may get bogged down in the process of being free to be you.
That would be my pleasure.
Excellent.
Excellent.
So, we really enjoy having you all tune in with us today while we are being here. So come back after the break. We have a lot more planned here with Dave, and we're looking forward to being with you again shortly.
On Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. transformationmadeeasy.com.
This is a critical moment in the evolution of this planet, and it is imperative that each and every one of us listens carefully to the divinity pulsating in our hearts. New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to sharing the information that is being given to humanity at this time by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of this sacred knowledge is to enlighten and support humanity as we sojourn through these wondrous but extremely challenging times on Earth. Co-founder and president Patricia Cota Robles offers free seminars throughout the United States and shares this information through the website, her books, CDs, tapes, and videos, all available at onespirit.com/era of peace. Improve the quality of your life during the most glorious awakening and rebirth the world has ever known. Visit onespirit.com/era of peace. That is the number, onespirit.com/era of peace.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to
Being Here.
And again, we finish each other's sentences.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we have as a guest with us Dave Stern, who is a dating coach.
He's the founder of Natural Social Skills, and he's also an internet programmer and all-around great guy. Hi, David.
Hi, thanks.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, I have a question for you around freedom.
Sure.
Because we've been interacting with you recently about you and the freedom to be yourself. And I'm wondering if you've had any attention on times and how you get bogged down in the possibility of, you know, just a free flow of freedom of action where there's a consistency in your life.
Yeah, that's a great question. I do. I mean, personally, I feel like I'm a very driven, ambitious person, and I always feel like I want to be getting stuff done. And I find that I have a resistance to starting projects. I find that I do pretty well once I get going. In fact, a lot of times I do great once I get going, but it's that starting that I put off and procrastinate and have a resistance to.
Well, it's so funny you say that because we're, you know, we've got this flip chart up on the wall here, on the, you know, not on the wall, but in our office that we're using to put down things we want to talk about. And so the top line says freedom, just the word freedom. And Ariel went and put a couple of a line underneath it and a couple of dash or hash marks right at freedom. And I looked at it and I got something really interesting. Free from dominance. Freedom is being free of dominance. At least that's the way most of us hold the word freedom.
Right.
You're free of an influence outside yourself that is putting demand upon you, for instance.
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the my experience of you, one of the places you get bogged down is you set yourself deadlines. And then the deadline itself dominates you, and you have a whole series of ways to get around it. You pretend to yourself it's not a real hard and fast deadline, or have you noticed that?
I have, yeah.
And then the three principles show up. You see, then we drop it into the framework or schematic of the three principles. And if you resist being dominated by what you have to do or say you want to do, then the first principle kicks in. Anything you resist persists and dominates your life.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you don't want to do what needs to be done, the longer it takes, the more painful it is, and the less satisfying it is to just do it.
Right. I'm familiar with those feelings. A question I have about that is, how does one get more consistent in overcoming that resistance? Or how do you just overcome that resistance, period?
Well, you know the Nike ad?
Yes.
Just do it.
Yes.
I think a lot of people, Dave, and perhaps yourself included, you tell us, get bogged down in the conversation of whether or not you want to, whether
right.
or not you feel like it, whether or not it's a good time. Does that make
yes.
sense?
Yeah, that does make sense for me, yes.
You may want to take a look at this as a new possibility. If your mind flicks to a project that you have to do, why don't you look at the possibility that it's going there, it is a good time to do it?
I like that.
Because what generally happens is we walk by the burnt out light bulb, our mind thinks we should change it, and then we come up with not another time. Or we think of that project we said we're going to get done in our closet or for our boss or for ourselves or it's to do the shopping, and then we say, I don't want to, tomorrow will be fine.
Right, and you know what's funny is I consistently find that the things that I put off, you know, I'll put things off for sometimes weeks, and they will end up taking me an incredibly minuscule amount of time, and I sometimes will be hard on myself for not getting it done sooner because it took so little time to do in the first place.
Aha, but you are a computer expert, I would say. Tell us, I know that on a computer, you have a hard drive. So the hard drive contains all of your information. And then they have what's called RAM.
Random access memory.
And so you have a certain amount of memory allotted to be able to do your functionality on the desktop of your computer.
Right.
If you have a lot of different programs open with incomplete projects, even just having them open, doesn't that slow down your computer?
Tremendously, both in the literal and figurative sense.
Right.
So, yeah.
So the idea that you can do it quickly is just an idea, because every time you avoid doing what you said you were going to do, every time you avoid it, you put yourself a little bit more to sleep because you are ignoring the fact or attempting to ignore the fact that you are lying to yourself.
Right.
And so you don't like to see that. People don't like to see that. So they close their eyes to it. But the problem with that is it starts to slow them down or shut them down in other areas of their life as well, because anything that's incomplete pulls on you, and anything in the environment that reminds you at all of that which is incomplete pulls on you, and pretty soon you're not very functional.
You may have heard us talk about this, Dave, but when we were in Europe leading our last workshop there in Hamburg, Germany, we went out to an outdoor cafe and we had paninis. Now, paninis, I don't know, have you ever had a panini?
I have.
They're excellent, aren't they?
They're great.
You take whatever kind of foodstuffs you like, you put it between two hopefully really crunchy, crispy type of bread. You put it in the panini machine, which is basically like a waffle it together. You know, it's almost like a highfalutin grilled cheese sandwich, you know, because you're basically grilling it on both sides with this panini machine. You take it out and you eat it. Well, you've gone through your life. Your mind is like a panini machine. It takes whatever's involved in a situation, and it crunches it down together. You eat it, and then if you're successful, your mind records the entire sandwich as something as useful, even if there are parts of the sandwich which you're allergic to.
And parts that were totally unnecessary for you to have satisfaction.
And you said something just a moment ago about how you're hard on yourself when you find out that the thing that you've been putting off forever takes a very short period of time to accomplish, and that being hard on yourself is an absolutely unnecessary step.
Yeah, it's funny. It's we were talking about it before in relation to, you know, how I relate to my students, but sometimes I forget about that in my own life sometimes.
Yeah, well, they always say that we all teach what we need to learn.
But yeah, you know, and I have to say that, you know, I was at your Monday Night Alive seminar in New York City on Monday night, and the three of us had a brief conversation on Monday, and it's really, it's continually enlightening, I guess, or enlivening to me to see how effective awareness is, because we touched on a couple things about this, and I feel like the last 2 days have been more productive for me than the last few weeks combined.
Yeah, well,
excellent.
That's great, Dave, but you see, consistency is king.
Right.
You work for a while, and then it's almost as though it's like school. You know, in school, you work all fall and into the winter, and then you work from winter into spring, and then you get your summer vacation.
Right.
And so you work a little bit and get things done, and then somewhere in your mind you think, well, now I deserve a vacation. I deserve some time off from working. As if work itself is a negative experience rather than another aspect of your life.
Right.
And that's not some failing on your part. It's how the Western mind is structured. Work,
right.
Vacation, work, holiday, Christmas,
well, you
Easter.
Know, here, you know, you get a week or two off as vacation. In Europe, they take 6 or 8 weeks off for vacation in the summer. So they've got a real mindset about this, you know, you work, you get vacation. The trick is to keep your foot on the gas and not one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake, because when your foot is on the gas, it gives you consistency. You get much better gas mileage, and you don't have to change your brakes as often.
I guess
I like that.
You've actually identified a couple of things here in regards to consistency, Dave. And as Shai said, you know, when you start complaining about having to do something and it gets slower and slower, when you keep lots of things open, if you find yourself slow, you may want to just look around, start completing things non-preferentially.
Whatever is in front of you, you just start completing.
Right. Yeah, and that's great advice. And you know, this conversation for me, this is for me, and I'm hoping for other people too. This is the core for me of what freedom is about. I feel when I'm not, you know, being productive in my life or getting things done that I promised myself and other people I would do, I feel like, you know, I don't know if it's too strong a word, but it's like enslavement. It's like I've enslaved myself.
And on that,
we're taking a break.
Excellent, excellent. Come on back for more freedom.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. For Spirit of Film Conversations, this is Randall Barrow. Hello, Seventh Wave listeners. I hope you'll join me each week as I explore how movies are changing the way we think, live, and dream.
Spirit of Film Conversations showcases today's independent and visionary filmmakers and their personal and artistic journey to bring their vision to the big screen, television, DVD, or streaming video on the internet. Spirit of Film Conversations is also for people who make movies, whether the established film professional or the aspiring filmmaker. My show also celebrates the motion picture's unique ability to affect us emotionally, intellectually, even spiritually. So if you want to hear the real behind-the-scenes story of the most amazing and visionary films being made today and find out how you can use movies to empower you in your everyday life, join me each week on Spirit of Film Conversations every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out my website at spiritoffilm.net to find out more about the movies I talk about each week. And thanks for listening to Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
We're the Canes. We finish each other's sentences. Say that every segment, just in case you just tuned in.
We finish each other's sentences.
Welcome. We're talking today about freedom, which is to free yourself from the dominance of life. And we have a really excellent guest now. We had a lot of fun with David, and we've also have today with us
Susan Finch.
For the past 18 years, Susan has been in the head of the speech department at the Atlantic Theater School, which is NYU's Tisch School of the Arts.
That's New York University.
Hey, and she also
teaches
private accidental. Well, it is accidental. You get accents. Accent reduction, meaning if people have a regionalism in their speech that makes it difficult for you to understand them. She teaches people how to speak in a more understandable manner to business executives as well. Welcome, Susan. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here with both of you.
So I know you've been listening to the show, and we've been talking about freedom today. And I'm wondering about when you're teaching with your students, what do you notice is the biggest inhibitor to them freely expressing themselves as artists, as actors?
Well, I notice that the focus is often on themselves. How are they doing? Almost taking their emotional temperature rather than listening to each other as actors, that's so important, or listening to the teacher. And even if they come to me for help, listening is so vital. That's what's going to change how they speak, get rid of those regionalisms. And I find they're inhibited often, and a lot of times they don't like being told what to do, even if they have chosen to take the class on their own.
Well, maybe they think they're going to teach the class on their own to themselves.
Sometimes I feel like that. I think speech is a very sensitive subject. It's people put this pressure on themselves as if I'm correcting them, and there's really no right or wrong way to speak. There just is a way to get to clarity and full self-expression, but they seem to take offense at being told, hey, maybe try this way.
You know, I really love what you're saying on so many levels, Susan, because one would think if somebody took a class, and in this case it's a speech class, that they would like to learn about speech. But people have such an unexamined resistance to being told what to do that it follows them into all of their activities, including into classes in which they've enrolled themselves.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting because people, if somebody is incomplete with one or the other of their parents, they can't really listen to a teacher or an instructor giving them any kind of feedback because they see it as some sort of criticism rather than a correction.
Exactly.
Rather than a pointing out of a fact or a detail that will allow them to produce the results that they joined the class to produce.
Right. And maybe the teacher has a easier way of looking at things where there might not be stress involved in how they're speaking. We talk about breathing as well. So that resistance, it's funny, sometimes I have people with very thick accents who tell me, well, I never did have an accent. And it's, whoa, I tape them so they can hear it, and that way it's verified.
It's funny how people have a reality inside their thought process that they think is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's true for them. At least the conversation in their head says it's true, and therefore it must be true because they're having the conversation.
Well, it's interesting. I'm sure that a lot of the listeners who are on today are actually in school, and there are others for sure who have bosses and coworkers who could really benefit from what you touched upon about listening, Susan.
Yeah.
Because most people don't listen. They are inside. I like the way you said that. Taking their emotional temperature. How do I feel? How am I doing? Do I like this? Rather than listening to what their boss or coworker or teacher or partner has to say.
Right.
And somehow I think that if people listen, they think they are somehow being dominated by the person they're listening to. And there's this desire not to be dominated by life. But, you know, life dominates us every moment.
It's funny. July 4th, United States, Independence Day. Somehow, don't you think people have it linked up that if they actually listen, they're giving up their independence?
I think so. And listening can be quite a beautiful experience. It can make, when I'm truly listening, I feel like I'm a part of what's happening. I feel alive. And when I'm not, when I'm in my own thoughts, I start, the internal chatter gets so strong that I'm nowhere near in reality.
That is really true.
Well, you're near your reality, or at least your mind's reality, or your thought's reality, but that may not be reality. That may just be what you think.
Yeah. I had a question about myself as a teacher. Sometimes the focus is on myself so much that I tend to want to do it right. And
well, here's the problem, Susan. You want the students to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to succeed more than they want to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So you put a pressure on yourself to look good as a teacher.
Exactly.
Rather than just teach your course lesson or your course description or the lesson that you've planned.
Right.
You know, the other thought that comes to mind about that, if it's not a consistent thing that you are concerned about looking good, it comes to mind because Shai and I are doing a creativity and intuition course coming up in New York, and so we've been having our thought processes focused around creativity and intuition. Have you ever stopped to look around the class when you're worrying about how you're doing to see whether or not there's somebody there who has concerns about looking good?
Right, that might be influencing, or you might be picking up their concerns.
You know, I forget to do that.
Well, you know, something really interesting happened recently. When we were leading our workshops in Costa Rica, now this goes back to January, we rent a whole hotel, and we weren't terribly security conscious, Ariel and I, because we've rented the hotel for so many years that we brought groups there, and we've never had a problem at all. And so this day, we didn't double lock our door when we left, and so we lost several thousands of dollars worth of fishing equipment, fly fishing equipment. But most personally, what was lost were some fly fishing reels that are no longer possible to buy. They're now collector's items and worth much more than I would ever pay for them on eBay. And so we contacted the man who had produced them.
The original designer, the originator of these reels.
And we told him about it, amongst other things, and then we posted things up on the internet to see if we could get our reels back. And nothing happened. And just last week, a fishing captain in Costa Rica happened upon our fishing equipment, and he got it for us. And so we will eventually go down to Costa Rica and pick it up. It's kind of miraculous that it got found. But in the last, so yesterday we sent an email to this fellow telling him that, not the fishing captain, but the originator of the reels, telling him that they've been recovered. And he sent us an email back today saying, you know, for the last 4 or 5 days, I've been thinking about your fishing reels.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's 3,000 miles away, and he could pick up that those reels had shown back up because they did in our thoughts, and we thought of him.
Wow.
So,
and we've never even met the man.
Right. So if you're in a room with your students who are doubting themselves,
and they're thinking about you,
mm-hmm.
then, and they're looking at you and focusing on you, then it's entirely possible that you will
pick up their thought processes and believe them to be your own.
So let's talk about this some more when we come back for the break. Are you up for it, Susan?
Definitely. Great.
Great, folks. Come on back. Join us for being here. We'll talk more about freedom and the freedom to be yourself.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Blending the practical and the mystical, The Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to The Emmy Louie Show each Tuesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
In 1805, Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Arielle.
I'm Shia. And as our guest today is Susan, and we're talking about the freedom to be yourself and how to discover what's truly you.
Which it occurs to me, listeners, if you want support in the freedom to be yourself, and being here is an excellent way to go about it, our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, is an excellent resource and support structure. If you would like to be on our email list, please join, because we send out podcasts of the week and articles of the month and articles and comments written by people just like yourself about how their lives are transforming and they're becoming more free in themselves.
And they're sharing that with other people.
So that helps too. Share what you're discovering with your friends. And what will happen is your ability to articulate it to yourself and be yourself will get stronger. It's like strengthening your ability to be you regardless of the circumstances. So,
that's
Susan,
really
welcome back.
There's a saying, you've got to give it away to keep it. And I find that when I do talk about transformation, I get excited in myself and things shift in a miraculous way. So that's really true.
It's funny, isn't it, how you can get lost in your thoughts and everything around you in your life seems to slow down. And when you start sharing your experience of life and what's possible for people, how inspired you can get, and you can inspire the people around you.
Right.
But you have to take your attention off of you.
Yes. Well, I have a little embarrassing thing to admit here, question.
Oh, please, embarrass.
You won't tell anyone.
Oh, no, I don't know how many people are listening, but
you guys.
Okay, just between us.
When
what?
I'm talking to people, that especially people who are very close to me, whom I love, family, close friends, a lot of times I want so much to do the right thing, to say the right thing, that I will often sidestep my truth and bottle it up and not really express myself. I'm so afraid of that I'm going to hurt their feelings or that they'll go away if I'm actually honest with them. And I know they want me to be truthful, but I play this game like, oh, I won't really tell the truth.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. I think you're kidding yourself in a way to think that people want you to be honest with them.
Oh.
See, most people's definition of friend is you don't call me on my stuff and I won't call you on yours.
Right.
So I know that you are now have a number of friends who are more authentically interested in what you have to say, But that doesn't mean that you don't have a lifetime of enculturation into keeping your peace, into not being straightforward with people.
Right. And suppressing yourself for the fear of being rejected. You see, human beings are social animals. Our approach is anthropological. In any culture, especially in the past, and we came through the past, you had to fit into the tribe in order to survive, because human beings could not survive on their own. In today's culture, you still need to fit in, but not quite as much, because there are so many more possibilities available. 100 years ago, a woman could be a teacher in a grammar school, or a librarian, or a nurse, or a homemaker, and that was about it.
There might be the rare individual who ventures into things, but that was pretty much the parameters of availability for what women could do as an expression into life.
Now there are all kinds of professions. Now more of the seats in medical schools are taken by women than by men. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So there's this possibility now that never existed before, but the conditioning to fit in is still prevalent.
Yes. And when I thought about freedom, I thought that's one of the things I want, is to be able to be honest in an eloquent, straightforward way, not in a harsh way, but just to be honest, because I think...
Well, when you say be honest, what do you mean, darling?
Well, if someone is hurtful or unthinking, instead of in the past, I think it would be easier for me to just ignore that than to say, wait a minute, I feel that we're not connecting here, or that doesn't work for me.
Or that was harsh.
Yes.
Yes. Well, in the past, you would have walked away and suppressed yourself and suppressed your freedom to express yourself.
Right.
Sometimes you should not say anything, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's appropriate. How you know what's appropriate is if you're in the moment, if you're present, you will know the appropriate things to say.
So, Susan, you have to assume that all the times that you walked away and stuffed it in the past...
Right.
It was appropriate.
That was exactly what you needed to do, because it's what you did do.
Yes.
So you cannot build possibilities for now in resistance to what you did before. See,
yeah.
Our approach, again, is about awareness, a non-judgmental seeing of something. So if you see you did that and you don't judge it, then you have the possibility of other options in this moment should it arrive. But if you don't have a level of tolerance for yourself, for how you've operated, then you effectively tie your own hands, or your tongue in this case.
Well said.
And then you don't have the freedom, because you are in reaction to the past. And if you're in reaction to the past, you tie yourself to the past.
And then your resistance to being like you were in the past will keep you that way, because the first principle is anything you resist, you become like.
Right.
So it's really pretty neat. If you can see that that's just your tendency without judging what you see,
right,
then you will have the possibility of transformation.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome.
Beautiful.
So that's really given you all food for thought today.
We want to thank you for joining us. We want to thank Susan and Dave for joining us. And we hope you enjoyed the show. And it's been our pleasure to be here with you. And we hope you join us again.
And don't forget to visit our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And between now and then, don't forget being here. Thank you.
hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.